But. All right, man.
Hey, these people.
Are you ready for Good Ass Show?
Yeah.
Yes.
On the button.
All right, here we are. We're back again.
Three guys, one cup.
It's another episode of my show. And you might mistake him for an interrupting cow. It's Dave.
Boom. Right on time.
Nailed it.
Nailed it.
You gonna keep drinking your drink, or are you gonna?
It's good. I was just thinking about Dutch Bros and the downfall of Dutch Bros, but also I'm a grown man now, so there's a lot more dudes working at Dutch Bros these days.
I say the downfall of Dutch Bros was the fact that we got older and didn't want to get diabetes every time we got coffee.
Yeah, I feel the beatus moving its way into my fetus, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, you're about to lose one of them.
Yep. Chop them off. Speaking of chopping off feet, it's Robin.
Tank top, no feet. Yeah. Goddamn right.
Handicapped feet.
Yeah. I had a joke I thought of earlier. Okay, I'm watching this TikTok, and it's an Asian dude with an Australian accent telling jokes to a redhead chick with an Australian accent. And the Asian dude goes, "What does Ginger call it when she gets a phone call on Saturday night?" And I go, "A wrong number." And he goes, "A wrong number." And I was like, "Ha!" And I was like, "Wait, I got an idea. Dave, what does an Asian say when he finds his dick?"
What?
See, I knew it. They don't know either.
They don't know either.
Anyway, bringing it back around, it's the guy I thought was wearing purple. Turns out it's just a Pokai jersey. The hoop snake known as Jake.
Touching tips.
It's me. It's one take.
Oh, you got to lower it. You can't see you touch the tips. There you go. Touch the tips.
Back in the saddle again. You know I wouldn't sit down in a purple football jersey. The only time I have ever worn a purple football jersey.
And the Jake means ever. Oh.
No. Ever was I was playing flag football, and they were the jerseys that they handed out, and I'm like, "Are we seriously purple?" And they're like, "Yeah." And I managed to not remember to bring it most weeks. But yeah, we got some stuff to talk about this week. There's some basketball we're currently watching. It's basketball I've been coaching and actually having quite a bit of fun with it, so we'll get into that a little bit later. But, Robin, you said you had something for us?
Well, that was it. That was my
thing. I think it's a joke.
I thought you had questions. I got notes. Like, did you guys see the Drake video?
No. I have not. I saw a meme that said it was someone staring off into the distance and said, "Toby Keith in heaven watching people freak out about
that." The other thing. Toby Keith died, and then there's a video of Drake just beating his meat.
Is that what it was?
That's pretty much what it was.
Because I saw a Drake meme, and it was like, it was a picture, it was just like someone holding a churro, and I'm like,
yeah, that would fit, yeah.
And well,
did I send it to you on? I don't remember where I sent. I sent a picture.
So for those who don't know, self included, fill us in on this whole story. Drake was
it got leaked.
Whipping his schlonger.
There's an alleged Drake video out there, and people are like, "What?" And then nobody wanted to post it. And then I'm like, "Well, I don't really want to look," but I was just scrolling through Twitter, and somebody's like, "Has anybody seen this alleged Drake video?" And of course, it's in the comments. And I was like, "Oh, he's just sitting there with his fucking anaconda, like little baby arm."
Good for him.
Having a hand job there. Yay!
Is it still called having a hand job if you're doing it yourself?
He's working out the details. I don't know.
Well, I mean, he's getting paid, so it is a job.
Yeah, I don't know.
Wait, I feel Drake bars coming on. It's like,
oh God.
Sitting back, giving self a hand job. I'm still getting paid.
Okay, somebody made an orange peel version And that is pretty accurate of what the video is. He's got like his phone in front of his face like this, but he's
definitely holding on to the donger.
Legs displayed that way.
Uh-huh. It was weird.
Beats off like that. That's weird.
Well, somebody who's doing it on video for somebody else who wants to watch. And
yeah. I feel like no one was on the other end of that line. It was just Drake.
On the Hotline Bling.
Yeah, he was just doing it so he could watch it again later.
More of a Hotline Wank.
You watching me beat my meat?
He's probably in front of a mirror.
I know when the Hotline Bling, you can see my balls and ass.
Well done, Jake.
Probably could. Like, I saw it long enough to see, I'm like, all right, I've seen enough. Here's another picture that's also funny. Oh, and my favorite part is, like, I can post this on YouTube because those were definitely non-pornographic video or images.
Yeah, but they're just the implication.
The orange peel one, though. Like, who took the time to make their orange peel look like that?
People have, you know, with the amount of time and energy that we spend on fucking Twitter and TikTok, we could probably solve something.
Probably could. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I saw that. I did see something cool on the interwebs. Honda and GM are teaming up to make a hydrogen-powered engine.
Didn't we talk about that?
I don't think we talked about it last week, because I just saw it like a couple days ago.
Wait, did Dave or Jake and I talk about it?
We may have just talked about it.
I definitely talked with somebody about it.
I think we talked about it on the old Tiki Talkie.
Oh, okay. Because I saw that and I was like, wow, two corporations. I wonder who the government's going to kill.
Right. Well, one's not in our country.
Yeah. Yeah. Someone's dying because of this engine being created.
I don't know why.
You said it's a GM and Honda?
Yeah.
Oh, Honda's here. We got Honda plants all over these great United States of America. They make our lawnmowers.
Wait, why is Dana Altman talking about Hondas?
Gosh, let me tell you about what I got me a Honda lawnmower, and it's a little bit of Bill Clinton right now.
And the thing is about Honda, the reason why we call it Honda, because there's so many plants here in the U.S. If there wasn't, it would be Honda.
That was the Asian Dave making that joke.
No, that was white Dave making that joke.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit. I got to bleep that. Let me write that.
Yeah. White Dave does that. Yeah, we can't.
Yeah, you got to watch out when white Dave does that.
Oh, speaking of white people doing Asian shit, I made lumpia this week.
I saw that. You sent me the video. It looked disgusting and probably terrible.
Fine.
No, it looked good, man.
No, like the first few I definitely burned. I'm like, well, that's too long.
Mm-hmm.
And so yeah, there's like you got to find
Are
the.
Are we still
the
talking
balance.
About Drake?
Yeah. Sorry. Drake was eating some lumpia.
Yeah, it was all black and crusty on the end, mm-hmm. and like I realized I left it in too long.
It was way too big. Like he doesn't need that much lumpia.
So I tried to pull it apart.
Yeah, save some lumpia for the rest of us.
So yeah,
had hot sauce on it.
Yeah,
but yeah. After a while, because my neighbor's like, "Hey, I have this this lady who makes these little." I'm like, "Is that lumpia?" He's like, "Yeah." I'm like, "You got a little Filipino lady who works with you?" He's like, "Yeah." I'm like, "All right, yeah, give me that lumpia. I can mm-hmm. figure it out. I can make that."
Yeah.
So yeah, now I know how to do it.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Well, you know how to fry it.
Yeah, I know how to. I don't know how. Yeah, if you give me the things, I can put them in oil.
Yeah, dude. I am 30. How fucking old am I now?
36?
37. I'm 37 years old, and I don't know, like...
Wait, I'm the youngest?
Yeah.
Huh. I thought I was older than you.
I think I turned 38 this year.
Are you? That's weird.
Where were you born? 86?
86, so I think you'd be 38. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm... Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because I'm 36.
That's weird. I've hit the point where I forget how old I am. Last year, Robin called me on my birthday to remind me it was my birthday.
I did.
So, oh, yeah. Weren't we trying to plan something?
There was something we were planning. But we're so old, we forgot.
Yeah.
Huh.
Were we going to go to the coast or something?
I thought you guys were maybe coming down here.
I thought we were all like going somewhere.
Something going
Wait, no,
on.
Robin has called me multiple times on my birthday to tell me it was my birthday. Because
no, Dave, we're not talking about that.
The last time was
what were we doing on our birthday? Or like the weekend between our birthday? Isn't there like some sort of festival or something?
See, I thought that's what we talked about, like maybe like a Bigfoot festival or some shit. Yeah, I don't know. As it gets closer, we'll maybe remember.
Yeah, I bet you it'll come back around and we'll be like, oh, yeah, we're going to go do that thing.
Yep. And it'll be like, oh, now it's too late to get any tickets.
Oh, no, I've gone too far.
Yeah. I did actually put a note. I've gotten so much better at putting notes into my phone when I think of things. Like, I put a note for our Golden Globes party in Eugene next year.
Yeah.
Just so that, and I put a reminder for like a month, like 6 months ahead or something like that.
That's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
I have Golden Globes drinking game and my 2024 grievances and my Pat McAfee $500 winner thing that I just copy and paste now.
Yeah. I need to get started on my grievances. I definitely have a couple already.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's just these people be pissing me off, man. Oh, God, I know what I have to talk about.
What's that?
Car accidents.
Oh, yeah. That was a wild day.
Wild week.
You got into a car accident?
Not just him.
So, Monday, Jen gets rear-ended by a dump truck. And then... early in the morning. Oh, I'm sorry, that was Tuesday. And then Friday, she gets T-boned. And, like, totals a car. It's sitting down in visitor parking right now. It's undrivable. Front axle is sitting like that. And so that happened. And then that night, we're like, all right, let's go get some dinner. Let's hang out and let's chill. And then we get into another car accident. I T-bone a guy. So she was in two accidents in one day.
Is everyone okay?
Everyone's fine.
Good. Now I can make my joke. Ass to ass and two steaks in a week.
Yeah, dude. And like
rear-ended by a dump truck and two and T-bones. Ass to ass and two steaks.
It just honestly, and we're at fault in none of them.
Yeah.
We're just driving around getting hit by people.
I guess so, man.
The universe was trying to tell you stay your fucking ass home, and you're like, no, we're just gonna keep driving.
The universe was trying to tell you, no, we got food at home.
Well, you know, after you're concussed and you're the primary one who makes the food, and I didn't know how to make fucking what we wanted. So
well, I mean, and honestly though, after the first accident, you're probably like, shit, all right, let's go. After the second accident, you're probably like, there's no way, right?
Yeah.
Like, no way. Like, not a chance, right? Nope. Psych.
So the one I was involved in, I can speak to. I was in the right hand lane. It's a five lane road, two lanes on each side and a middle lane. So we're coming to an intersection with a side road that has a stop sign, but no right of way. There's a guy in the middle lane. Who I at current have no idea is sitting in the middle lane. The left-hand lane has come to a stop because there's a red light and traffic has stopped. There's enough space to travel through in that case. So I'm headed up in the right-hand lane. Three car lengths ahead, I see a car start to drift out. And I'm like, oh, shit, I need to slow down a little sooner than I thought at this red light. And as soon as I think that, this dude decides he's going to shoot the gap and try to cut in and beat traffic. At which point I hit him pretty much square in half with my 6,000-pound Suburban. He was in a Ford Ranger, and that thing is dunzo.
Yeah. Ford fucking Ranger.
It was a Ford Ranger.
How many new cars are you getting out of this week?
Well, we're the deal, like, she's going to get a new car, but we're just mostly going to, like, we have a lawyer at current for all of the personal injury business, but property damage we have to do on our own. So there's a lot of work, there's a lot of hills left to climb.
Yikes.
But yeah, so
all I was thinking was like, that's the theme song of the Jeffersons.
And like the funniest part, the funniest part too is like right after all that, we're still like, I'm still going to get the Italian food from the fucking restaurant. And so I walk in and like all I can do is smile, right? Like,
what, no fucking ziti?
Dude,
I didn't get the order wrong too.
Fucking meatballs. All right. I ordered the family style spaghetti and meatballs. And
you they didn't the family give me the style meatballs. Spaghetti.
Yeah. And it had meat sauce, which, you know, fine. But the lady, she's like, I called him up. I'm like, hey, you guys forgot my meatballs. And like, I wouldn't complain normally, but it was like an $8 upgrade on this family style thing. So like, can you refund me the charge of my meat, the charge of my meatballs? They're like, well, do you want to come get it? I'm like, fuck no. I do not want to get in the car again.
Yeah.
You should have said, no, do you want to bring them here?
Right.
I was like, fucking Jesus.
Yeah. I was like, no, just give me my $8 back. So they eventually did, but
actually no, because you asked that, give me all my money back.
Like, yeah. I'm going to eat the spaghetti in silence and free.
For the price of on the house.
On the house.
Yeah.
Like, I'm having one of those days where you should be giving me this shit.
For sure.
In my head, I heard Samuel Jackson be like, car wreck! Heard of it?
Car wreck, motherfucker! I've been in two of them bitches! I was in car wreck too!
They T-boned me!
Marvels? The Marvels?
No.
On Disney Plus?
Yeah, I still haven't watched it.
I watched it in the theater.
Well, tell us all about it, because I'm not going to see it.
You should. It's good. It's like, I felt like it was at least, it's way better than Echo.
Okay.
I didn't have to read once.
Wow.
Yeah, take that, fuckers.
I almost did it 3 weeks in a row. Did my Echo, I'm going to fight you, Daredevil.
I could feel it coming.
Yeah, I was like, yeah.
I could legitimately feel it coming.
That reminds me also, I started watching Daredevil again, because I'd made it through the first episode before, and I'll come back to Marvels here in a second, but like I'd made it through the first episode finally, because I was like, I just got to make it through this. And then I started in the second episode, I was like, that fucking Rosario Dawson? That can't be. Yeah, it is. I'll be damned.
Yep.
And then after that episode, I was like, I'm so tired, but I want to watch more. And then I just went to sleep anyway. But I will continue Daredevil now. Now it's suddenly better than that first episode was just. Eh.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Marvels, like, I don't know if you've watched. You probably haven't watched Ms. Marvel.
No.
But again, like, it's this whole connected universe. Like, if you like the Marvel stuff, you'll like this show. It's definitely better than like Eternals, which has like zero connectivity to the rest of the universe.
Although they leave a giant hand in the middle of the ocean that somehow never gets mentioned ever again.
Okay. And
what do you mean a giant hand?
At the end of Eternals, like a celestial like dies and his hand is like hanging out of the ocean. And it just is stuck that way, like a stone.
Yeah.
And like, they do that at the end of the Eternals movie, and you're like, why has that never come up in 12 years of Marvel movies if all of this stuff happened hundreds of years beforehand?
Right.
Like, hey, what's up with that big old stone hand out there?
Yeah. Like,
anybody investigate Stonehand?
Maybe they cleaned it up.
Stonehand? How about Stonehenge?
No. Stoner, I hardly knew her.
Yep. Stonehand jobs out in the middle of the ocean.
Stonehand Steve Austin.
What?
But anyway.
Stone Cold.
It's one of the better Marvel movies. I mean, like, right there with the last Spider-Man movie. Like, I thought it was good enough. But again, like I said, I've watched all the stuff. So you've got stuff that's connected to like Doctor Strange and fucking the WandaVision show. It's connected to that and the Marvels and Captain Marvel and the Endgame. So like all that stuff is like connected to it. I don't know. I liked it. You should see it.
That's our our official 4-star rating here on my show.
Well, yeah. I can watch it for free now, so I'll watch it.
And the price is right, so.
Mm-hmm.
Price of On the House.
Mm, our favorite price.
Speaking of Marvel properties, I've been playing Marvel Midnight Suns, which is a game on the old Xbox there.
Mm-hmm.
What? I've never heard of that.
Yeah, it's a turn-based card-building game.
Mm.
So you build your deck for each one of the characters, and so like, you know, Captain America has a move called Kerpang, and he throws a shield and it hits a guy, or he has a shield bounce and it hits everyone. It's an AOE attack for everybody, you know, in a certain area. So on and so forth. And like, you take turns and you attack, and it has a pretty decent story, and I've had a lot of fun playing it. And I'm surprised, because, you know, I'm resistant to, hey, check out this new superhero that came out of nowhere that we made for this game.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not really usually down for that, but they created this character called the Hunter. And like, after a while you're like, okay, yeah, this guy's all right. I can get behind this. Like, you do a little customization, you make him look like a goof bag, and
wait, they created a new, but they already have a Hunter.
Well, his name is Hunter.
It's just Hunter.
Lilith, you're the son of Lilith, and you're trying to stop Lilith from taking over the universe.
Is that related to Kramer?
Yes.
Okay.
Kramer versus Kramer.
No, the one from Cheers.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the one from Seinfeld.
Frasier. Kramer, Frasier? Frasier?
Frasier Crane?
Frasier name? Frasier?
Frasier Crane. Crane, yep. Yeah, there we go.
Mm-hmm.
Have you watched any of the new Frasier?
I didn't know there was a new one.
Yeah, they've done at least one episode, because I've seen that, but they've done a whole new season of Frasier,
mm-hmm.
and it's adequate.
Yeah, my parents watched it, and they enjoyed it. For people that did not enjoy the original Frasier series.
Oh. Yeah, because I didn't like that either.
Mm-hmm. My dad was like, yeah, he just didn't like the original Frasier, but they liked Kelsey Grammer.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. So, like, they liked him in radio. Was it on radio? Radio City or something like that? Joe Rogan was on a TV show for a while, and Frasier and Kelsey
news
Grammer
radio.
Was in news radio.
News radio.
Kelsey there. Grammer wasn't on news radio.
Radio was like when what's his name was
Phil Hartman.
Sped. Yeah. Oh wait, wait. Was Kelsey Grammer was the Frasier character on Cheers?
Yes.
Okay, so that's it then. Mom and Dad liked Cheers, so they liked him. So when they did the Frasier show, they started watching it, and they're just like, nope.
Yeah.
Not for us.
Because he wasn't the same character, and yeah.
I watched one episode, and I came to realize that Frasier is the butt of every joke, and that's the joke.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, I get it. He purports himself to be this highbrow intellectual who knows everything and knows everyone. But when the rubber meets the road, he's a bumbling idiot who fucks up every single time.
Mm-hmm.
And like, that's actually pretty funny. I get it.
No, I like there was one episode, or maybe it's, I just saw the clip where Frasier, his brother, was that David?
David Hyde Pierce.
Yeah, David Hyde Pierce played his brother, right?
Yeah.
And then their dad, they're out at a restaurant that their dad used to take him to when they were kids. And Frasier and his brother are just like shitting on the place the whole time, because it's not it's just the regular place to go eat. It's not something fancy. And their dad freaks out on them, and then like the staff freaks out on them, and they're just like, oh, we're being assholes. Yeah. This food's actually not that bad. It just doesn't have a fancy French name and bullshit.
And there's that's no tossed salad and scrambled eggs.
Mm-hmm. Tossed salad. I always thought that was a sexual thing.
Yeah. Baby, how you like your eggs? Fried or fertilized?
Fried or fertilized. Yeah. So I'm. Let's see what else. I had corporate in the house today. Been cleaning my fucking warehouse and office for like a week and a half.
I'm gonna say something about that your job, because some like I'd thought the whole thing about that place being a front, but then I realized what you guys do is kind of like the same thing as what Home Depot does, or Lowe's, whichever one it is we used to go get doors from and installed the doors. Like, it's like that same thing, but you're the warehouse for Costco instead of Costco actually having warehouses, because Costco doesn't have warehouses.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's like the same. So it's not, it's less
same
or less different money laundering front than I thought before, but still mm-hmm. it seems like kind of a waste of money.
Oh, it's a huge waste of money. And they realized that they goofed and put us in a building that we're going to have to move out of in 2 years or out of the entire area.
Which explain both parts.
Well, so the warehouse that I'm in is about a 6,000 foot square foot warehouse, and it doesn't have enough room. I currently have like 50 jobs on the floor, and I don't have enough room for them. And what they thought was going to be an office and sales office and sort of showroom deal has not come to fruition to this point. And they're realizing wiring the place for internet is going to be a lot more expensive than they thought it was going to be. And there's a lot of building problems. Like, there earlier this week, there was a sewer pipe that just spit out on the brand new carpet.
Oh.
And so, yeah, I had to clean that. But like, we don't have light switches. We don't have like light facings on light switches. We don't really like, I just figured out the hot water heater wasn't turned on. So I went and turned on the hot water heater.
Caught the building on fire.
How long have you been there?
7 months.
That's what I, yeah.
they're like, you wash your hands with cold water, damn it.
Well, we didn't have toilet paper, so I wouldn't shit at work. So I would just, you know, fair, wait till I got home. And so, you know, I would go number one outside like an animal. because instead of walking for 5 minutes holding a pee, I may as well just walk around the corner of the building and rip it out, you know?
Right. Like,
mm-hmm. Both my colleague and I understood what it meant when you went around the corner of the warehouse. You're either looking for blackberries or peeing, maybe both.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes both, right?
You get yourself a little snacky snack while you're leaking.
Well, I mean, realistically, it's a huge blackberry bush, so you know you can eat mm-hmm. a good amount of blackberries and then, yeah, you know, just whip it out.
Sometimes you got to eat in the bush before you whip it out.
Yep, but yeah, so I definitely spent a long time cleaning that place, and the Costco dude showed up, spent all of about 5 minutes in the place, and hit the road. Typical corporate visit.
Yeah.
But
I hope someday I have a corporate job where I have to go to places where they will clean up, and I will look everywhere.
Just like, oh my
just,
God.
Just so the one time, someone actually looks around, like, yeah, did you guys clean in here? Oh man, that's really good. That way, for the rest of time, they will believe someone will look.
Right.
Well, yeah, and on top of that, they'll feel justified, and they'll feel. I would have felt so seen if like the dude said, hey, it looks really nice around here.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, if someone had just said that, I would have been like, wow, thank you. But right now I'm in the mood that I need to send myself an email CCing my boss and saying, I'd like to thank everybody who helped me get this place ready for the Costco visitors over this last week and a half. I couldn't have done it without each and every one of you in this email thread. So thank you.
No, just word it. I'd like to thank everyone there, especially me, and especially the hard hours worked by me and I'd like to thank everything me. Else I did. You're like welcome, and thank you.
Apologize. Absolutely no one.
Yeah. Thank you, and you're welcome.
Thank you, and good night. But it's like when they had on Labor Day, they had the audacity to make some post about like, oh, we'd like to thank all of our hard workers for their work on Labor Day. And I just responded, you're welcome.
Or just reply, just say Jake. My name's Jake.
My name's Jake. Just get it right. Yeah. Just quit calling me Jacob. That's all I want.
Stop calling me everyone. My name's Jake.
Yeah, I'm the one that does it. You are the ones who are the ball lickers.
Oh.
Oh God, yeah. Seriously, it, so my boss called me, like my boss's boss called me and told me this shit was going down, and so I'm like, yeah, okay, no problem. I'll get it cleaned up. I got this. I know what I'm doing. Then my boss calls me. I'm like, hey, do you understand? Like when you hired me, I said this to him. I said it on the phone. I was like, David.
Yeah.
When you hired not you, different guy. When you hired me, you met a very professional person who was courteous and charming. I am that person. I've just been very pissed off lately. Let me be charming. Like, oh, that makes sense.
That does make sense.
Let me be professional. I can do it. And I've just been doing this whole, I told my colleague, I'm like, I'm trying to build a whole cult of personality where everybody who works with me likes me except for like two people.
Wait, you say that again? You're trying to build a what?
A cult of personality. Cultural
personality.
And kidney beans.
Oh my God, it's CM Punk.
Oh no, there goes my tricep again.
Oh no, I suck again.
Oh no,
see that video where he's screaming at the camera, I didn't wait 10 years to lose the Dusty's kid, and they lost the Dusty's kid.
Yeah, and then tore his tricep in the process.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Oh my God. There's a lot of feelings going on around wrestling right now.
Well, it's actually seemed to have gotten at least me interested in wrestling, kind of. I've been paying attention a little bit.
Are you talking about what's going on in the ring or out of the ring?
But yeah.
I did see a video of The Rock slapping Cody Rhodes.
I didn't see that.
That just happened.
Yeah, like just happened.
2 hours
like
ago.
Today.
On what?
On this date.
On what?
On planet Earth.
At Radio Row, where Pat McAfee's show is.
Oh, really?
So The Rock was on Pat Mac. Hey, stop, Siri. Nobody's talking to you, bitch. So The Rock was on Pat McAfee today, and Pat McAfee was pretty excited. And then they did, like, a whole WrestleMania thing.
They called him Cody Crybabies. I saw that part.
Yeah. So this is like way later in the day that this whole thing, Pat McAfee just happened to be there, and like The Rock and Cody Rhodes are standing like face to face, like a face off for some reason. And everybody booed The Rock because they're Cody crybabies. And then The Rock slapped Cody Rhodes, which like when I watched it, I was like, oh, that's a wrestling slap. Like he made it look good. And
like the whole body moves.
He didn't do the full like stomp to make the ring, but it was you could see that when he hit him, like his hand went with the face instead of like trying to knock his fucking block off, like the slap league.
Right.
So it was, and that was pretty much it. Like people booed and this and that. And
is The Rock coming back and he's going back to being a heel?
I'll be a heel. Fuck, I don't care. Yeah,
exactly. Like, do you know how rich I am?
Hollywood Rock Part 2.
Yeah,
he's like, I already asked all of America to give me money to send to Maui. I can be the heel.
And now he's playing Maui again.
Yeah, in Moana 2, Electric Boogaloo.
And they're actually asking America to pay his salary.
And yeah, and he's like, hey, America, I need you to send money to me, The Rock.
Yeah.
Because I got that name back now.
I'm Maui.
That'll be when he runs for president.
And I'm burned out and depleted.
He said he doesn't want to be president. He's like,
yeah, that's what everyone says.
I make more money doing this, I think.
Yeah, but it's all about being President Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah, if he becomes president, like the idiocracy circle.
Right.
Well, I mean, we already kind of hit it with 45.
Yeah.
But we need somebody more like Terry Crews.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If only Arnold could be a naturalized citizen.
Yeah, that's really what we need.
I was just gonna get on and do it, but I want to. I'll tell you about it because I just started doing it during dinner. I thought it was really funny, and I want to do it when we play Call of Duty sometime. If we're playing and like a random third joins our lobby, I'm just going to start talking like an Austrian flair. I am new at the game, but I'm learning very, very quickly, and I can talk about the things that I know about the gun. I know
And then you could be the third most famous Austrian.
And then I just continue just whatever I say. Oh, watch out for the AI. Say, oh, what's that?
No, ask people
whether... He sounds like a less aggressive Nazi, though.
No, you start asking the other players where they...
Austrians, but not Nazis. That's a misnomer. You should not say that.
No, you start asking other players where they're hiding the AI.
Where are you hiding
the AI? Where are you hiding the AI?
Yes, where are you hiding them?
Where are you hiding the AI? Are they in the attic?
Underneath the floor.
That would be a really funny move to do. Like, if you hear somebody in the building you're in, just like go into a Nazi hunting Jews.
Where are you hiding them?
Where are the Jews?
I don't know.
I've told you guys about doing that at Sherm's before, right?
No.
Sarah and I were juice? Sarah. Yeah, I was looking for juice, and I said, "Where is the juice?"
On the lab.
Because I was with Sarah, and we needed orange juice, and I walked up to one of the people working. I was like, "Where is the juice?" And Sarah looks at me like wide-eyed, like, I can't believe you just did that in public.
She did not see that coming.
Because I had said it at the house before.
We got two looks from Jake then. Oh, relax the cheeks.
Yeah. Oh, you guys have heard the Nazi knock knock joke, right?
God, yeah.
I did this to a buddy of mine.
Viva asked the questions.
Yeah, I did it to a buddy of mine. He came back. We were at Korean barbecue up in Washington, and it was like my last like Korean barbecue night because we used to do it like twice a month. All the guys would get together, and he gets back, and we're all just like cracking up. And I was like, "Hey, have you heard my Nazi knock knock joke?" He's like, "What?" I was like, "Knock knock." And he's like, "Who's there?" And I just stand up and I open hand slap the shit out of him in front of everybody. And I'm like loud because I'm drunk already. I'm like, "Viva be asking the questions." And everyone, like the whole restaurant just gets quiet. And I was just like, oh.
David, that sort of aggression is it's not well looked upon in public when you're at a restaurant. People are trying to enjoy their food. They're trying to enjoy the pretzels, the schnitzel, you know, the mustards.
Three.
They're trying to have their beers and their ales and enjoy themselves. And you're out here slapping the people and telling them that you will be asking the questions. And there are many people in the restaurant who will be asking questions like, what kind of things do you have on the menu? What sort of beers do you have? May I have
an extra napkin? Where are the showers located?
There are also we'll come slap the shit out of you.
And then you'll be asking the questions.
So how about that basketball game?
We were just up 17 a second ago.
A whole bunch to not very much right now.
Yeah, fuck those fucks.
I remember when they brought in. I remember they brought in Coach Hopkins up here, and I'd seen Syracuse play, and I was like, oh, okay, the 2-3 similar problem in Syracuse is what Oregon has.
Yeah.
You want to run the 2-3, you gotta teach the guys the 2-3. And if you got guys who really know how to run the 2-3, it's devastating and you can make a tournament run. But if you don't, you just got a bunch of shooters and slashers.
The last time Syracuse had that though was Carmelo Anthony's freshman year, I think.
Well, that's the year that won the championship. They were pretty good in 13 and 14 when I got to watch them at the tournament.
When they won the championship, they had so much fucking length. And if you can play a 2-3 with length or really fucking fast guys, like it's unstoppable. Like it's stupid. You don't need a 7-footer in the middle because you can do it with a 6'9" dude with a 7'3" wingspan and two 6'6" dudes. Like...
We overcame that in high school with me being the tallest dude in a 2-on-2 matchup zone with me in the middle. Yeah. Because I had this ridiculous wingspan, and I could just stand in the middle of the lane. I'm like, well, you're not throwing it past me.
Right.
And you're like, nothing goes over my head. My reflexes are too quick.
I would catch it.
I would get. So a couple questions about basketball. What do you guys think the average height of the NBA player is?
6'6".
You think 6'6"? I've always thought that was kind of like the average was 6'6".
I was going to say like 6'4.5" or something like that.
Yeah. Because you got your smaller guys in the backcourt, right? And I can't. But that's the only thing I've
Even Steph Curry is 6'3", and he looks like a small Lilliputian out there.
Because I've never been to a
6'6".
The only time I've been to a basketball game, like a Ducks game, I sat like way up in the top, so you know they all still look small, because they're all on the court with big dudes. So like even a big guy looks small.
Yeah.
And my other question is, so I know about the 2-3 and man, are there other defenses in basketball?
There's a ton of defenses.
Okay.
Yeah, you can do all sorts of stuff, and it gets weird at certain points, because like once you get into matchup zones,
box of one, triangle and two.
Yeah, the matchup zone to me is the weirdest, because it's like it's usually predetermined by a number of passes by the offense, or the coaches call it. Like Oregon used to do it. They haven't done it this year, but in the past they've done it on the third pass. They would go from a zone to a matchup like immediately, like whoever they were closest to, they would match up with, and they were good at it, but I haven't seen them do it this
year. Okay. So you're just running a zone, like a regular zone,
like and a 2-3 or to be like a 2-1-2 is what Oregon would do most of the time.
2-1-2. Okay. And then just like you said, third pass, then they would just drop in. They would switch it in the middle of the possession, right?
They would stick with who they were closest to most of the time.
So the defense I'm most familiar with is, with the 2-1-2 matchup, is basically if the ball's at the top of the key, it's a standard 2-1-2. And for those of you who don't understand basketball, there's two guys at the top, one guy in the middle, and two guys at the bottom. And if the ball rotated to either wing, the guard would take the ball, and then it would essentially shift into a 1-3-1 facing the ball. So for whoever, once a wing has the ball, he's being played man to man, and behind that is three guys and then one guy, and everybody is looking in the passing lanes. Like, skip passes against this are a really bad idea, because you've got four people looking to go take off and go to the races.
Right.
And then back to the top, it rotates back. And if you rotate down to the bottom, that guy who's guarding, this guy down here rotates out, and then this rotates down, he rotates in, and it's just, and then it just shifted. It was essentially, it felt like doing a power play defense in hockey, but for basketball. And then we match out with a three-quarter court press. There's a lot of running.
Which is what Oregon runs a lot still. Like they do a, they don't really press, but it's like it's almost like a lazy trap.
Yeah.
Like they're waiting to see if you're going to throw the wrong pass. And if you do, you know, most of these college teams don't. But at the worst, it takes times off the shot clock.
And occasionally they do. And it's hilarious when they do.
And college shot clock, isn't it longer?
30 seconds.
30? Yeah. Okay, so there's five more.
Yeah, so six. Yeah, you get down
six, 24, yeah.
You get down to the court with 18 seconds on the clock instead of 24. Yeah, it's a big difference.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I finally saw Oregon's shot clock. Yeah, like high school games now have a shot clock.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Finally. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Welcome to the 21st century.
I went to pick up Riv 2 weeks ago, and her mom had already a game, and I'm like, oh, they have a shot clock. Well, that would have been fun.
Mm-hmm. It would have changed.
I'm like, I don't care enough to watch any of it.
I had to play. Yeah, I played in a stall one game. I hated it.
The stall feels so stupid.
We won, but we stalled.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Yeah, I can't imagine that's fun for anybody.
It wasn't. I came play fucking basketball, not fucking stand here.
Mm-hmm. If I wanted to stand around and not get a whole lot done during a whole game, I'd play baseball.
Yeah.
Oh, it's probably almost baseball time, huh?
It is 50 days until opening day. Yeah,
spring training started like 46 days ago.
Jesus. Spring doesn't even start for another month and a half.
Yeah,
that's why they go to Arizona and Florida.
You can't tell that to... did you see the kid with the most baseball name ever? Ichiro Cano Hernandez?
Yeah. Yeah, he just got signed by somebody. I didn't see from Mexico. I can't remember who he got signed by. But yeah, Ichiro Cano Hernandez.
And another cool story, the Mariners signed Jackson Smith and Jigba's brother to a deal.
Mm-hmm.
And Jackson Smith and Jigba plays for the Seahawks, so they're you got the brothers playing their sports in same city, which is always a neat story.
That one took me a while because I didn't know who that was, and it just said it kept saying like we got the brother like on the Seattle's.
He's like, yeah, he's black. Who cares?
Yeah, I don't care. Like we get a lot of brothers that play in baseball. Like it's not.
We keep them for a year and then we trade them to another team where they go be all stars.
Yeah, exactly. Like this isn't 1920. They can play with us now.
We have a whole Jackie Robinson day.
They all have to wear 42, or is that like an old thing?
They all wear 42.
Mm-hmm. It was a joke.
Oh, speaking of fucking getting people stirred up. Oh my god. I'm still getting comments about it just because I made some comment that so somebody got mad that Gay Pride Month is a thing, and they said the classic refrain, they get a month and veterans only get a day. And I said, okay, let's hold on for a minute. You cannot in good faith argue that this country does not deify its veterans at every possible opportunity. I love the veteran. I love our troops as much as anybody, but let's be honest. I haven't been to a sporting event that didn't have a veteran fan of the game in years. There's flyovers. We sing the anthem. Like everything is like every major retailer has a veteran discount.
Is the singing of the anthem like a veteran thing?
No.
When they do flyovers and they have military branches bring the flag out, yes, it does.
I don't think those are mutually exclusive.
Cool.
When the military paid the NFL to start doing it, yeah, it's all about military recruitment. In the early 2000s, the United States military paid the NFL to start doing big opening ceremonies with the national anthem to drive patriotism and drive up recruitment.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that too.
I don't give
a shit about the NFL because I didn't think about it that way, because I was thinking, well, what are the Ducks don't give a shit about. I mean, like they do their veteran player of the game or whatever.
Right. I'm not saying that the veterans don't deserve recognition. What I'm saying is that they definitely get recognition.
Right, because there's definitely not a gay player of the week or whatever.
Right.
Welcome to Oregon's gay of the day.
Unless they're playing the Huskies, and then it's just the whole other team.
Yeah. Hey.
It's a whole week.
But you know, and honestly, who cares? You know, it's also my opinion that veterans did what they did so people could have these freedoms.
My dad is.
I may be wrong.
Yeah.
I may be off base, but like that seems to be like the protection of like our rights and freedoms seems to be like a pretty big deal when it comes to being in the military. So fuck me.
No, I get what you're saying. Like, cause I don't really care like that. There's a whole month. Like,
but you're a regular person.
The month rolls around. Every major corporation becomes black or gay. They talk about
this month.
They talk about how black they are as a company, and then February ends, and then they go back to being regular. Like, it's all just sales.
Yeah, it's all just sales.
It's all sales ploys and stuff. Yeah, So like when people get irritated about the month, I'm like, I jokingly get irritated about it because it's the same month. It's the same month as Asian Pacific Pride Month. And it's my birthday.
It's your birthday month.
So I will jokingly be like, I don't care about these gays and their month, blah blah blah. But you guys know that I don't care. Everyone's gay once in a while.
It's okay. I'm not gay any of the way.
Green Day is just really happy that they didn't make their song Wake Me When June Ends, because then somebody would have been really mad.
Mm-hmm.
Or February.
What's that supposed to mean?
You want February to be over?
Wake me up mm-hmm. when February ends. And it doesn't really have the same ring.
They enunciated that extra R in there, didn't they?
February. Hard R.
February Hard R is the name of this episode. Wait, do you guys not say February?
No.
What, did they say it again?
February.
It just sounds like someone punched me in the mouth right when I get to the B. February. When I say it's
the opposite of library.
Mm-hmm. I say brary when I'm saying it like February or February. I put an R where it's not supposed to be when I say it loud.
I feel my stomach like starting to turn trying to say it. Is that
it's weird? It's mm-hmm. a little weird.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
Your stomach is turning talking about February.
I feel like I'm going to throw up. I'm not even making a joke. That's weird. February. I don't like it. Don't change the words.
It's like sherbet. It's not R. It's not sherbet.
Yeah, see, I say sherbet. I love it. I have gotten, like, do you guys say pecan or pecan?
Pecan.
I try not to say it
because Jake says it the other way, so I just don't say it anymore.
I've always said pecan, especially
caramel.
Caramel. Aluminium.
No, aluminum.
Yeah, this is America. It's aluminum. But all the southern guys would always be like, it's pecan. And I really hit the enunciation on pecan one now, because I used to always do it all the time just to piss them off.
I've heard someone say pecan, and I was like, no, that's definitely
wrong. Yeah, there's two arguments to this, and that is not one of them. Get out of here there, pecan.
Hill I will die on, it's a fucking filbert. It's not a hazelnut.
I don't know either of them.
It's a filbert.
Okay.
I know which one you're talking about.
God damn it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, filbert.
So did the younger brothers end up going to?
Yeah, they're there. Well, Ben sent a picture, and Bales said he almost got kicked out and told CMS he had a small dick.
Oh yeah, so they're there. I remember that now. I was playing Call of Duties.
You're like, oh yeah, I remember. It was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago in a galaxy. Minutes far ago. Away.
Many.
It's like
minutes
an hour ago. And 29 minutes ago.
It was very long ago. But yeah, Ducks are still up 14. Since then. Many buckets ago.
Many buckets ago.
I thought you said mini buckets.
When I was running around indigenously in buckets.
Oh yeah. Reservoir Dogs come out with a new season, right?
Yeah. Reservation Dogs?
Reservation.
Like, yeah, that's why. That's not a show.
Yeah, I've been saying Reservoir Dogs.
We're sorry.
Yeah, Reservation Dog, because I've been seeing a lot more new clips with William Knifeman, and I haven't watched that show, but it's on my list. Like, I want to watch it just because of him. I don't know if the rest of the show is garbage or if it's good, but I want to see his character, like, all the time, always.
I want to watch This Fool. That I heard that's pretty good.
I don't know that one.
It's mm-hmm. it's a show on Hulu. It's, you know, it's about the Chicano culture.
Mm. Oh, but, yeah. Like Foo?
Yeah, This Fool. You know, like.
Lean like a cholo. I watched a movie on Hulu today because I was tired of watching whatever was on TV and
The Office.
No, The Office doesn't come on until 6 now, like what? Most days. Yeah, it's kind of bullshit. Seinfeld is on at like 1 or 2. And then a lot of times they're playing South Park way too much. Like, I get it. You guys have 1,000 episodes.
I get overloaded on South Park. And there's definitely a sweet spot for South Park. And there's some up. And after a while, it's like, okay, these episodes are ass.
Do you remember hearing about Freelance? It was John Cena and Allison Brie.
Vaguely.
I barely remembered, but I was like, it's 2023 movie, let's watch it. And I was like, I kind of think Alison Brie would get it. She comes out of like a shower and she's like this, like holding her boobs and squishing them down. I'm like, what's up?
Alison Brie, I can't remember who that one is.
That's the one from Community, the dark haired chick.
Oh, yep, I love her.
Yeah.
See, like, John Cena is one of those dudes that makes it, he's like Henry Cavill in that he makes it hard on the rest of us. It's not fair that you can act and be funny and be buff and all and be charismatic and be all this hung, shit. And, yeah, and have a fucking, it's got a knee in it. And then you got fucking Henry Cavill, who does all that shit and is a huge, like, Warhammer nerd.
Such a nerd. And he's like, huge fucking geek.
And, like, they had the writers on The Witcher hated him because he's sitting there like, no, that's not what The Witcher would do. I've played The Witcher. Like, this is bullshit. He wouldn't do that. And they're like, well, we're not rewriting it. And he's like, well, I'm not doing it because it's not what The Witcher would do.
Right? Like that dude, Henry Cavill, it's like, pick one, dude. You, like, can't be everything, and you are. You can't
be Superman. It's not fair to read Superman and be Superman.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
All right,
anyway, this movie, it was John Cena plays a guy who was in the military. It was like a Green Beret or Special Forces or something like that.
He was in a Marine.
Yeah, he was in the movie. Yes, exactly. And then now he's a lawyer. And Christian Slater shows up and is like, hey, so you're working for Sabre. No.
Sabre.
Sabre.
And he's like, I own a personal protection company like Dave wanted to be in. Oh, what was it? CDI was the name of the company. And John Cena's like, CDI, chicks dig it. And he's like, what?
That's what I was thinking.
Right? That's what I thought, too. I was like, yeah, chicks dig it.
Chicks dig it.
But anyway, Alison Brie is like a reporter, and she's like, oh, I'm going to go interview this fake country's dictator. Yeah. Because
dictator.
He's never interviewed, blah, blah, blah. And so she gets John Cena to be her personal protection, even though Cena is a lawyer. And I don't know. That's kind of the start of the movie, and it goes through all their hijinks, like
their wacky adventures.
Somebody tries to kill him, and John Cena's like, hey, I can shoot.
Blah, and they couldn't hit John Cena because they couldn't see him.
They couldn't see him. They didn't know he was there. Yeah. It worked out well for him.
And speaking of fake countries, have you guys seen that clip about the Transformers Middle Eastern dictator?
No.
And like the old, like, 80s Transformers cartoon. There's a Middle Eastern, like, dictator that they're fighting, and he's the supreme leader of Carbamia. And I'm just like, oh, that's hilarious.
That is awesome.
Yeah, I was like, he's...
I used to watch Transformers, but I don't remember that. Stop letting these fucks get back into the game. They're only down six now.
Yeah.
I'm getting really annoyed with it.
How much time on the clock?
4 minutes.
4 minutes and 23 40. Seconds.
4:40 on mine.
Oh.
Jake's 20 seconds ahead. He's in the future.
I live in the future.
Oh, welcome future to, man.
I'm futureman.
Oh, futureman Jake.
Dave Futureman.
I'm Jake Futureman.
Oh, right.
Sorry, I forgot my name.
Sorry, that one's on me.
This
is a 20-point game like a minute ago.
I found my
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there.
I found my bow tie for the Golden Globe show.
Oh. Nice.
It's this company called Brackish Bow Ties.
Uh-huh.
Brackish. And they use like feathers and stuff like that from peacocks and different birds and stuff like that. It looks fancy as hell.
You're gonna wear a bird feather bow tie?
Yeah.
You're gonna wear a bird tie.
Well, it doesn't look like feathers, but it's made out of them.
Yeah.
But you know, it really screams, hey, I'm fancy and I like birds.
I mean, that's what a peacock does.
Mm-hmm.
Literally.
Peacock.
There used to be peacocks over there behind Abby's.
Dude, they're so fucking annoying.
And it was like, I remember not knowing what that sound was. And then once I learned I was even more confused as to why they were there. Like, wait, so there's just peacocks. There were some that lived out brittle. And then there were these.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have wild peacocks still?
I'm sure we do.
Not in Oregon.
Wait. Are you sure? Because...
Well, I mean, wild... or there might be some introduced peacocks in the wild in Oregon, but it's not like a native... species.
I type in peacock and I get peacock inn in Roseburg. Did you want to go there? No, I don't. No, nobody wants to go there.
Nobody.
Peacock native.
The old top of the cock.
National bird? Native area. Let's try that. Oh, South Asia, including India, Pakistan, Indonesia. Sri Lanka, Java, and Myanmar. Well, hey.
The Golden Triangle.
I thought Myanmar was a fake country for the longest time when I was a kid. I was like, there's no place called Myanmar.
Just because you heard Top Gun.
Yeah.
You know, these people,
listen,
they could have been anywhere in the world
Flaming Dragon.
To hear with us. We appreciate that. Make sure you're watching us on YouTube if you want to see the whole meal deal and watch us watch basketball today. But for this episode, this edition of my show, good night, universe.
That's a podcast!
Hey,
good night.
Make sure to go and check out definitelynotsellingdrugs.com.